Thanks, Pete, for doing my message. I don't know why I'm in there for having a message, because I was just supposed to introduce the camp people. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. It was very good. It's very good. Thank you. We're going to just have some camp reports this morning. There's four individuals who worked at camp for most of the summer, if not all the summer, and they're going to be sharing. And before they do that, I just want to make a few introduction-type comments. I'm really hoping that this inspires others to work at camp. I believe that camp is, we're privileged in this area to have two very strong camps. And camp is such a great way to not only grow in your faith, because you'll be challenged in many ways, but also to fulfill the Great Commission and to serve others. And so as we listen to them, I hope we do it with prayerful hearts, because I believe that not only is it a great way to serve, but also as a community of believers here, we need to uphold these places in prayer. Doing the work they do, they encounter a lot of trouble, a lot of difficulty, as well as a lot of encouraging and positive things. And so I think we'll just have them share now. Afterwards, I'd like to share a few prayer requests that the camp I know has, and then we'll pray for them after that as well. So we're going to go in this order. Ben is going to begin us off, and followed by Rachel, then Martin, and then and Jordan. And so, Ben, please.
Good day. I get to start again. But this time, I wrote something down, kind of. So, I worked at Winkler Bible Camp for pretty much all summer. I took 1 week off to go to the missions trip in Saskatchewan. And, yeah, I did counseling most of the summer. This year was a little different because I took the senior role counsel. A little bit more responsibility, I guess. I guess you have to be disciplining and all that. Whatever, just let them have fun. I got to this 1 week, I was just at my wit's end. I couldn't take counseling anymore. And I told them that, but they liked to put me in counseling, so I went to counseling again. And even though I didn't want to, I was just drained of everything. But, but they put me in a cabin with four deaf campers, and that just, I couldn't believe it. I was kind of blown away. I was like, I'm kind of dying here. I'm just so tired. And they give me four deaf campers, which I just couldn't figure out how that would be very possible to do. So that was actually one of my favorite weeks, though, because they taught me so many new things, so much sign, but I totally forgot it. I don't even know what I'm doing. But I remember this one they taught me. They fought a lot, so they taught me stop, which is like that or something, I don't know. But every time I did it, they all laughed at me, so I don't know if they taught me the right one or not. So, I don't know. I kept using it, but whatever. Yeah, and I got to do a bit of maintenance that week at custodial, clean bathrooms. Woo. That was actually really fun, surprisingly. But yeah, I got to do that, and I got to do some paintball week, which was lots of fun. I got to get shot at. I like getting shot at with paintballs. It's fun. And yeah, the paintball week was very fun. I got to work with older kids, which I didn't get to do very much that summer. But I remember we had won the egg dropping contest, where you put the egg into a bunch of stuff and see if it breaks. Try not to break it. But we had won that, and so we had got to have fondue at like 11 at night, which is not a good idea, because we were so incredibly jumpy and sugar high, and we were actually just screaming for no reason. I never could figure that one out. But we were running back, and the one kid hides behind a bush, and as we're running by, he jumps out and just screams at the top of his lungs. It's the middle of the night. I was so scared. Oh. But it was a lot of fun. We got to run around in the cabin for a while until we didn't get it all out of our system, but then Steve told us to be quiet, so. But yeah, I had a fun summer. It was tough. I had lots of challenges. Though some of the kids there, they just don't grow up in the homes that we did, and they just don't understand how we believe this. And the one week, there was three campers. They all came from the same home. They were adopted, I think, but they came from not a Christian home. They had lots of questions, which I just could not answer. But thankfully, I was the junior that week, so the senior could take care of that, which I'm so glad he did, because I definitely could not have handled that. But he challenged me in so many ways, and I was starting to question what I was doing there. And just with those tests that God was giving me, I was able to strengthen my relationship with him, and it helped. Yeah. So that's me. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Rachel Friesen, daughter of Bob and Anna Friesen. I think that's the formal way to say it. I worked at Pembina Valley Bible Camp for probably 6 weeks around there. And yeah, I worked as a wrangler for all 6 weeks, so that meant I got to work with horses, which is really awesome. But also, I got to connect with a lot more campers than the counselors got to connect with, just saying, just because I got to work with them. Basically, part of my job description was maintaining the horse area, working with horses, and then most important, of course, is connecting with each and every camper and showing them who God was through horses. So yeah, we did this by like neat little tricks, like with the rope when you learn the certain knots, like thumbs down for Satan, thumbs up for Jesus, right? And just, yeah, little cute things like that. So yeah, that's how we connected with them. And yeah, so we get to teach them all this stuff. So that was good too. But I'm just going to tell a story from the first week. I had just come from staff training the week before. So that was basically all the staff's time for camp, right? That's basically a camp for us. But then I left that early and I went on a camping trip with my extended family. There's a lot of, well, not really a lot of people, but more people than I'm used to. So it was a lot of energy and, yeah, little kids and stuff. And then right from there, I went right back to camp, right into junior week. Junior week is a whole bunch of 10 to 12-year-old kids. And those, you probably know, most of you, that they don't ever run out of energy. So you have to be incredibly hyped up for as long as you're with them. And then as soon as they're out of sight, oh, then you can catch your breath. But, you know, so I was exhausted going into this week, which made things 10 times worse. But I was like, no, I can do this. I could so outdo these kids, you know, with all this energy, right? I think I lasted till the second day, and I just about died. I was snapping at everybody, you know, just like, just leave me alone. Like, I was in the worst mood you could ever possibly imagine. I was just, get me out of here. This is ridiculous. And then, during close to the end of the week, probably like 2 days to the end of the week, we were going on a trail ride because that's what we all kind of work up for, like when the kids do, campers do the horse skill. So I was supposed to go get a horse because all the wranglers had to ride with to make sure everybody was safe. So I went and got my horse and I started grooming it, and I fell against him. I was just, I need to sleep. I need to stop. I am so exhausted. And the tears just trying to get out of my face, and they weren't. And so I didn't know what to do. I'm like, I can't even groom my horse without not sleeping. How am I supposed to do this? And Derek Neufeld, the camp director, who's the most amazing person, one of the most amazing people I've ever met, God has given them this really cool gift to encourage and to see a need and to help fulfill it. And so he comes to me and he says, Rachel, like, he just happened to walk by at that moment. He comes and he goes, you okay? You know, I usually turn around and go, yeah, I'm good. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling because, you know, it's camp. It's got to be happy. And I just, you know what? I did that, and then I just turned in. I said, no, I'm not good. I am about to die. And so he just said, well, I kind of figured as much. So he took me aside and he just prays with me. And of course, I didn't feel like whoopee right after that, right? I was still exhausted. But I was just kind of walking around, helping the campers finish tacking up their horses because I had tacked up mine. And all of a sudden, from behind me, somebody jumps and just gives me this huge bear hug. And I have no idea who it is. So at first, I kind of freak out. But then, you know, like, oh, it's just so-and-so, right? And she was just giving me this big hug, and she wouldn't let go. And right then, it just clicked. I'm not here for myself. I'm here to serve God, by serving these campers and showing them love. Forget about my problems, you know, like this, I'm here for God. So that kind of encouraged me just to look to showing Jesus' love to all these campers. And it just kept me going for the rest of the week and for the rest of the summer too, because there was many moments of that where you're just, I can't do this. But yeah, so.
Oh, I guess it's my turn to share. I started off the summer, and I didn't actually go there to work at first. The first 2 weeks I worked at Wingfield Bible Camp, by the way. And the first 2 weeks I went to their leadership development program. And those 2 weeks I learned a lot more about my personal relationship with God, so much than the other stuff that I learned during the other 6 weeks that I worked at camp. And during those weeks It was interesting. At the end of the 2 weeks, we had to day campers for 2 days, and we had to counsel them, and I had these two little brothers, and the older one of them is actually Mike's son's friend, and he was just rebellious. That guy, he liked to push the limits and see how far can you go with this, and where can I push that guy's button just right to get him right to that point and then above. And so he was a really cool guy, and by the end, we were like best buds and everything, and his little brother was really shy of water, so whenever we had swim time, I'd have to like stay the edge, and the older guy would want to go out, right, up to as far as they can go or allowed to go, and his little brother would like stand there like at the edge of the water, and he'd like touch it with his toe and then back up, and then it was an interesting time. And after those 2 weeks were done, and I learned a lot about God during that week, and the next week, I was like getting pumped up. Okay, I want to do counseling. I want to work with kids and teach them about God and everything. And I come to camp and it's dining hall. Okay, that's cool. But so I worked dining hall that week, which was a good thing because I think it was an all-girls week, so good thing I wasn't counseling. And I kind of started that week off on a bit of a downer, and I wasn't feeling it. Like the camp atmosphere, it wasn't really getting to me yet, and our dining hall coordinator was Shane. I think he was a Friesen, but he should be in Georgia right now teaching English across the ocean. And he was our dining hall coordinator, and throughout the whole week, he always makes sure that everybody has something to do and that everyone's being productive. And he wouldn't be just like the kind of dining hall coordinator who'd just sit there and watch you do it. He'd get right into the thick of it, and he'd go right where he needs help, and he'd do a lot of the work himself as well. And throughout the week, there's the EMMC group in town here from Morden. They had their mission trip, and they just made it a rural one, so they just stayed in Morden and did community projects and DDBS and stuff. And throughout the week, they dropped off encouragement packages and notes and stuff at camp for me. And in part, half from those notes and those encouragement packets and everything, and from the Bible studies that Shane prepared for us in the dining hall, I started to feel better throughout the week and constantly just building up to this one great big moment. And It was a really neat experience. And after the next week, we were gone in Saskatchewan with our great suburban adventure. And after that, it was back to camp. And coming back to camp, I was really drained. And I wasn't really feeling the energy, so I was kind of happy when they put me on custodial. I'm like, yes, scrum toilets and walls. And I learned that after beach and swimming time, make sure you rinse off the sand off your feet, because there's going to be about 5 feet of mud in the change rooms. So that was an interesting week, but I was only there for half a week, and then one of the intermediate cabins, a guy called Mike, he went home sick, and so I was called in to jump into the cabin and pitch in and help out as a junior counselor, and that was one of the best cabins I've ever counseled so far. They were like the perfect little angels, like all of them were well-behaved, and they were all Christians, so it wasn't making anybody becoming a new Christian or anything, but it was helping them grow in their faith now. And it was really neat to see, because as I did the one-on-ones with them, I got to talk to some of them. And this is when it first hit me, wow, these kids, like, some of them are from the city, and it's like, the stuff that they grow up with now, it's so much different than from what it was before. Like, the one kid, his brother, this past summer, his brother's friend was stabbed to death, and the way he talked about it, it just made me stop and think for a moment. Like, he talked to me, he's like, yeah, my brother's friend, he got killed this summer, and he just talked about it like it was just an everyday thing. And that made me just stop and open my eyes and be like, whoa, how can you just so casually talk about this? There's so much more to it. Like, if someone gets killed, you don't just shrug it off, right? It made me think really hard more about, like, it kind of got the point across from, like, where in the Bible it says that we all have, God knows our days and how they're all numbered and stuff. And the stuff that he shared, just, it hit really deep. And throughout the week, he tried to always pull me aside and get me to take him on a one-on-one. But we were only allowed one, so I didn't get to talk to him too terribly much on one-on-ones after that, but I still got a couple in. And then the next couple of weeks, the rest of the summer, I ended up just counseling again. And I had some interesting weeks. I had hockey camp. You get some really rowdy boys, a lot of ADHD kids, and some good times mixed in with that, like dumping sugar in tea and then getting mad. And it was interesting. That week I learned a lot from them. I learned a lot of patience, I hope. And I got the rowdy bunch. It was good because they were the older group, so you got to do more stuff with them. And whenever you had free time, they actually wanted to do stuff, and they're like all energy and all hyped up and like ready for sports and stuff. And the whole week we had this one camper who was, when he was around the other boys, he was different. Like, he had ADHD, so his ADHD would kick into hyperdrive when he was around the other boys, and he'd go crazy, and he'd just run wild and just jump all over. He's like a little chipmunk on caffeine. And he'd go crazy, and the other boys would get mad at him and everything, and being hockey campers, they get exposed to a lot more, apparently, and he had some songs that weren't quite camp-appropriate, and so we had some disciplinary issues and lots of running laps in the evening, which we did with them, so didn't seem like we were making them do stuff. And by the end of the week, though, halfway through, like it was on Thursday, everybody went off to go rush and swimming, and there was a big fight, kind of an argument going on in the cabin. And Scott, my co-counselor, he was a senior counselor, he was in there with him, and I came in and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Everybody's arguing, and everybody quickly gets changed for swimming. They all run out, and the kid, the one guy, we'll call him Gary, because that's not his real name, identity protection type stuff. And he was up on top of his bunk bed, and he was just crying. And I look at Scott, and Scott, I'm like, someone's got to watch the campers. You go, I'll deal with this. This kid, he's a cool guy. So I ended up sitting there with him for a solid 10, 15 minutes, and we ended up talking about how he was sick of people always bugging him and always making fun of him, always being put down by other people. And we ended up digging into the Bible quite a bit, and finally he started feeling good enough, and he stopped crying and stuff, and then we went swimming, and after that point, that camper just, he kind of stuck out to me from the rest. Like, the rest, like, they were all good, and we're not supposed to pick favorites and everything, but I think from him, I learned the most that summer, and it was really neat to see how, as you're teaching the campers, it's not really you teaching them as much as they teach you. And I worked one week in TP Village where we had, they were all Christians except for one guy, and he was to that point where he's at the point where he's deciding now. Like, he's not sure if he wants to be a Christian or not, and so the whole week we're kind of talking to him about it, and then at the end of the week he ended up accepting Christ, and it was a really big occasion because it was something he didn't want to really talk about it the whole week, and then the one day he's just, let's talk about this. I want to know about it now. And it was really neat to see how he accepted Christ and everything. And the last week was just an ordinary week kind of counseling. Nothing too terribly big happened. Had learned some stuff from campers about patience and how much, just by prayer, how much prayer helps throughout the week. And then my sixth week working, I ended up doing cleaning up cabins and stuff and getting the camp ready for winter and cross current, because campers were done and they still need people to help. And then we were asked, all of us people that were there for the week, we got at the end of the week, we were asked to stay for the weekend as well, as a church came in and they rented the place out, and they needed people to help out in the dining hall and with camp activities and stuff. And so I got to help out with the climbing wall, got to learn how to do that, and belay and stuff. And that was a lot of fun. I got a lot of rope burns on my hands. And yeah, and it was an interesting experience all around. I learned a lot from camp.
Oh boy, I get to be up here again. My summer consisted of more than, I don't know, I learned so much from camp. It's hard to explain what I all was impacted by. Start from the beginning, I guess. I talked to Davis because he was working at Mission Point, and I'd worked there the summer before, and he kind of suckered me into coming back because how could I stay away from Mission Point? And so he kind of offered me a job, and we talked about it and discussed it, and eventually I ended up saying, yeah, I'll work for 4 months. I'll work spring staff, which was a lot of different things, and summer. But spring, we basically get the site ready. So maintenance and stuff like that. But in order for me to work at camp, they said, well, you're going to have to go get your boating license because nobody else has it. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's going to be fun. So I went to the city, took a couple days worth of courses, and learned how to drive a boat. That was interesting. There were some crazy boating experiences during the summer. Some of the weeks, you know, you get a nice storm coming in right as the campers come in. And the one day I was boating out from the camp, and behind me, I look behind, and there's this white wall. And I'm like, uh-oh, that's not good. So all of a sudden I hear this ringing off the boat, because it's aluminum. And all of a sudden you're ding. Wait, what? Did I hit something? Ding. What? And all of a sudden, it's just everywhere. And yeah, we got stuck in the middle of a hailstorm with a boat. So that was interesting. But we managed to keep the campers good and calm, but that was fun. I learned a lot from working with Davis at Mission Point because of the alone time at Mission Point. Because there's no internet, no stuff like that, so you're removed a lot, and you have a lot of time to just relax and talk to God and talk to people around you. I can't begin to explain how much that means, and a lot of you probably know the same thing. Like, God's beauty in creation is just phenomenal. And if you can step back and take time to soak that in, working Mission Point is sweet. Yeah, there's some sweet pictures. My summer consisted of driving kids in and out every week. So we boat them in at the beginning of the week, about 4 or 5 boat trips, and then boating them out at the end. And maintenance was what I was hired to do. I was supposed to basically be Davis's right-hand man, working with him, doing whatever needed to be done, whether it was fixing the water system or preparing stuff for the kids or discipline or all that kind of stuff. But I think about halfway through the summer somewhere, we have a boys-only paintball week, which Ben mentioned, which were sweet. And Davis comes up to me on the weekend and says, how would you feel about counseling? I said, well, it wasn't something I came here planning to do because I signed up for maintenance because I was like, well, counseling's not my deal. But as it would turn out, the camp was really short on staff. I ended up counseling. It was rough. I had a rough week. There were good kids, but counseling stretched me in so many ways. You're being God to these kids all the time. You don't get a lot of breaks, and so you've got to be pumped up and trying to show Jesus all the time, which is remarkably tough when they're trying to run around and run away. And yeah, we had a good time, but it was an amazing learning experience, and I learned to really focus on God a lot and thank him that the kids in our cabin, two of them liked to backflip off of pretty much anything they could, whether it was flat ground or off of a deck or whatever they could jump off of. It was, thankfully, nobody got seriously injured. Yeah, that was good. We also have UGM weeks at Mission Point, which are, they are a diamond in the rough, you might say. We get 40 kids from inner city Winnipeg, they are mostly out of broken homes, or whether they've been adopted or stuff like that. It's just a very rough situation. And so for them to remove themselves completely from that environment and come to nature, well, a lot of them have never seen anything like this. They come out to Mission Point and there's water all around. How do I leave? There's no computers, you can't just go wherever you want. Like, it's creation. And it's so cool to see them release themselves, because it's so different from what they're used to. That change just brings out something totally different. And one of the weeks was crazy hard, especially for the girls' cabins, the one night. Both of them just all of a sudden went nuts inside the cabin. They were just yelling at the counselors and putting them down and trying to start fights, and it was crazy. And I distinctly remember that night, because all the staff that could, other than the counselors, we went to these cabins and prayed for them. It was pouring rain, so you're standing outside, leaning against the side of this cabin, just pouring your heart out to God for these campers. And that sticks out of my mind, because that was sweet. It was cold and wet, but was it awesome to see God work through that, and the issues being resolved, and eventually all the cabins came together and forgave their counselors, but their counselors forgave them, and they apologized to their counselors, and it was, wow, was it amazing. We have day camp at Mission Point, which was all the native kids from the reserve, and how is that sweet to get to know the reserve kids, because there's so many assumptions that a lot of people make about the native people, and it's so cool to get to actually know them, because so much of what you think about them is wrong, because people are mad at them because, oh, they don't work hard enough. Well, how many people could say they wouldn't take something if it was offered to them? These people need God's love, and that was really shown to me this summer, and I am so thankful for that and the relationships I was able to make with some of the locals and go to the church service there and stuff. It was really cool to get to know them. And, of course, there was fondue night. Yeah, that was crazy, Ben. Fondue night, you get a cabin of kids hyped up on as much chocolate as they can handle. It's ridiculous. Fun, but crazy. And I almost forgot to mention Ernie's pie, which was a drawing factor for a lot of counselors. Mission Point, sadly though, I may as well say this while I'm up here. Some of you will have received the brochure from Winkler Bible Camp for this coming year, and Mission Point is sadly not in it anymore. I'll just read the little write-up they have in that, in case you haven't heard. We are sad to say that it is time for Winkler Bible Camp to say goodbye to this beautiful site at Shoal Lake, Ontario, as we will not be conducting summer camp at this location any longer. God has done a great work at this site over the years, and many camp staff have been blessed with the amazing relationships with the native people. However, the site that the camp is located on is a site with deep roots and meaning for the native community, as there used to be a residential school at this site, and they are working through a land claim for this property. We want to be part of the healing and reconciliation with our native neighbors, and therefore will not dispute any type of claim that they may have. As sad as everyone is to see Mission Point go, it's a huge prayer request, I think, because the native people want to set up a reconciliation center, and we want to support that as much as possible, because we've built a sweet relationship with them, and there's a lot of pain. And that was one of the main things I learned during the summer, was just to, there's so many different types of people, and they just need love in a different way. And we often can't offer it, because we go into a situation with certain notions or certain ideas of who they are, and we immediately label them, and then your opportunity's gone. That was one thing, that stuck out to my mind about this summer. And I learned a lot, and I would encourage anybody to work at camp, because it is awesome. And I It was the place where I really started actually taking my faith super seriously and wanting to live for God. You have no idea how much I want everybody to work at camp. It is so sweet.
Thank you all. I must say, you guys are, those stories are inspiring to me. And thank you for sharing those things. One thing that I caught from all that, and I don't know if you did, but the one thing that I caught is, I just want to make sure I say it right, but God's created us for a purpose. And what these people were doing this summer is a part of that purpose. And the one thing I could hear and see through what they were saying was how it wasn't easy, no, but God has never promised life would be easy. But how it was so incredibly worthwhile, and it gave their lives a new level of meaning. And I think if we would all catch that as believers, that we are created for this purpose. We are created for mission. And that might scare you, but let's face the fact. We are all missionaries in our world, okay? And then if we actually pursue that and we decide, okay, I'm going to be used by God in whatever way He wants, life has so much meaning. And so worthwhile. So thanks for that, guys. Couple of things that I want to highlight as far as prayer requests go for the two camps in our area. Jordan already mentioned the one thing, and I think it's unfortunate and yet so amazing, because the way they handled that situation, the way the camp handled that, is exactly the way they should have. And it's just fantastic. And I just hope, I think we need to pray that that relationship between the camp and the reserve will continue, because there's so much potential there. Also for Winkler Bible Camp, they have capital projects that they're working on to expand their site, to create more camping opportunities, to increase their capacity for campers. And it's a big vision, but I think it's worthwhile, knowing the impact that camp has on kids. They also have two kind of side programs, they're incorporated in the camp, but they're kind of also offshoots that impact kids. One is Kid Zone, and Kid Zone's a program that runs in Winkler right now that attracts how many, 100, 120 kids every Saturday morning, something like that, and they 40 volunteers. So they reach a lot of kids, and it's a great program. I've been in observing. I haven't been as involved as I would have liked to have been. But they want to expand to Morden, which means more people needed, more funds needed. But I think it's very worthwhile. Great outreach. Another thing is Cross Current, the discipleship program that they run. A fantastic program for anyone who has done high school and wants some biblical training. I had the privilege to teach there, and it is phenomenal. It's really good. They're heading up north this week to a reserve for a week. Portage. Well, okay. Sorry. You're right. It's 98% native, what you're going to be working with.
The middle school that we're running the BBS in is 98% native.
Yeah. But there's a large native population. So it's not a reserve per se, but still working with native people. So keep them in your prayers. But Cross Current's a great training program. I would encourage anyone who's graduating to look into that. Pembina Valley Camp. They just came through a big project with their dining hall. Something that has been needed for a long, long time. And it's a great building. It's fantastic that the camp is doing so well. They have a new project that they're developing. They just started this last year, and they call it Camp Partnership. Basically what it is that they'll partner with any church or youth group or group of churches. And basically what happens is you bring the kids and the counselors, and the camp provides the programming. It's a really unique opportunity, I think. We were presented with it as youth pastors in Morden, and have been entertaining that idea of bringing all the youth groups of Morden together to the camp, having youth leaders as counselors, and then the camp provides the week of programming. One church in Steinbach did that this past summer for a whole week. They brought in their kids brought friends. There was incentive to bring non-Christian friends in particular, and they provided the counselors so they could connect really well with those kids and then have that connection later on when they would go back to their church. And then the camp provided all the meals and the activities and the programming. Really great idea. So those are some prayer requests. I'm sure there are others. But I'd like to just take a few minutes now to pray for the camp, both camps, and for anyone who is thinking about working there this summer. And I hope these stories inspired you to do so, because I think it's really worthwhile. So let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for these ministries, for Winkler Bible Camp and Pembina Valley Bible Camp. Thank you so much for the great leadership that you have given there, for Derek and Dale, as they lead those camps. I just pray that you continue to give them vision from you, continue to give them wisdom and guidance and direction. I pray that you would continue to have your hand on these camps, that their impact would be great for your kingdom, that they would impact kids far and wide for you, and that these kids would grow up then and continue that cycle of reaching out, becoming counselors themselves. I thank you so much for the past year and the people who had served at camp. I know not everyone was up here this morning. There were others. I just thank you for them, their willingness. Thank you for the growth that they experienced personally, and also for the opportunity they had to serve others and to reach those kids for you. It's a two-way street, and it's just so amazing how you work that by your Spirit. There are many things that we should pray for these camps, and I pray we would do that. For Winkler, for their relationship with the reserve, and for Mission Point, I just thank you for how they handled that and for the great opportunity they've had to witness to this community, to these Native people. Thank you for that, Father. And I pray for their capital projects as they work towards these things, that those projects would develop in whatever way you'd want them to, and that they would reach so many kids for you. Thank you for Kids Zone and Cross Current, two programs that focus on discipleship, focus on biblical training, two things that are so important in the lives of first kids and then young adults. I thank you for the results and the amazing things we've seen coming from those programs. And Lord, for Pembina Valley Camp, thank you for, first of all, that location, which is so beautiful, and for the opportunity that they have to minister to many kids, often different than Winkler. I know they have a strong horse program, Lord, and that reaches a different type of kid who's interested in horses, and I thank you for that opportunity that they have to reach those kids. And for this camp partnership thing, this idea of partnering with churches and youth groups and creating that bond between leaders and youth and leaders and kids, making it a strong bond that'll continue throughout the year. It's a great idea. And thank you that you've blessed them with a new dining hall. It's something that was so desperately needed. And they have a beautiful building there now to serve them many years. So thank you, Lord, for these camps. Thank you for the counselors that have worked there. Thank you for the children that were able to go and the youth that were able to go. And I just pray that you continue to pour your spirit on those camps and that you would bless those camps beyond their wildest dreams and that they would continue to have an impact throughout many, many years to come. I pray this in your name. Amen.